The title of my sermon today is Waiting. We know something about waiting. We wait, sadly, we have to wait for the coronavirus to end. We're waiting for a vaccine. We're waiting for a better national approach to controlling the infection rate. We waited for the outcome of the presidential election as election night in America dragged on day after day. How late did you stay up on the first election night? How late did you stay up in the days ahead? Were you drowsy? Did you fall asleep? Staying awake, as it turned out, did not make the count go any faster, did it? But I didn't want to be asleep when the announcement came. Waiting. This is what we do as people of faith as well. We wait in hope for God's kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. We wait, although we probably don't think about life this way, but we wait to meet God face to face, as we will all do one day, be it when Jesus comes in glory, culminating God's dream for the world, or when Jesus comes for each one of us with arms wide open, welcoming us home. While we wait, we are not idle. We are busy with the people and the situations in our lives. We are about the work of God in the world. As we wait for racial justice, we are not idle. We seek it actively. In our gospel reading for today, we hear that there are two ways to wait. One is foolish and one is wise. The parable of the 10 bridesmaids came out of the real life, real world situation in which Jesus and his friends lived. They all knew about weddings. Everyone knew how the wedding worked. The bride and her bridesmaids would wait at her parents' home for the bridegroom to arrive. They would watch for him. They would see him coming. And as they saw him approach, they would all go out with their lamps and their torches with light, and then they would all walk to the groom's home where the groom's parents were waiting, where they would be married, and where the party would occur for days following. Jesus tells us in our reading today, this is what the kingdom of heaven is going to be like. Jesus will come. We will be united with him, with God. And then there will be a huge party, a celebration. But for now, we wait. And this parable advises us on how to wait. Often the focus of preaching or reflection on this parable is about staying awake. While that is a familiar theme from Advent, this parable, as you may have noticed, everyone falls asleep. Everyone, the wise and the foolish. When they wake up, what makes the wise different is that they have oil, extra oil, right? They'd waited a long time. All the oil in the lamps originally was gone. But the wise had oil in reserve, and the foolish did not. What does the oil represent? What could it represent? Mark Douglas, in his commentary on Feasting of the Word, notes, "The only difference between the wise and the foolish bridesmaids is this. The wise ones are prepared for the wait and therefore have extra oil." So I ask us, what do we put in our lamp to help us as we wait? As we wait for eternity, as we wait for racial justice, as we wait for a cure to COVID, as we wait for January and a change of government, as we wait for our children to be able to go back to school in a regular way, as we wait for many of us to be able to go back to work in a regular way, as we wait for a chance to visit our families and our friends, some of our older family members in retirement facilities where people can only press up against the glass to give their love. We're waiting for this to change. So how do we fill our lamps? What is our oil? Well, right now, we are filling our lamps by worshiping together, by praying and singing even in this way, for which we are thankful, be it different. We fill our lamps with courageous conversations toward racial justice. We fill our lamps praying at other times and making use of ancient spiritual practices that help us to wait and strengthen us through the Spirit of God. Practices such as reading the Bible, maybe reflectively, like Lectio Divina, what word or phrase that you read in your Bible this day or tomorrow will get your attention. Could that be a word of encouragement and strength from God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit? Yes. Sacred conversations with friends. You know, that's an ancient spiritual practice too. And as we are thinking about pledging at this time of year, giving part of our financial resources to further God's mission through the church is a spiritual practice. Our parable tells us that this oil, these resources, are, as Mark Douglas again says, tools for living in the time before eternity, not tools for gaining entrance into it. While it is wise to fill our lamps with good things, we should remember that those things are for use on this side of eternity. There is already more than enough light at the banquet. I love that. There is so much light at the banquet. But on this side of eternity, we need as much light as we can get. Like a lighthouse, to avoid running ashore. We need light to see where we are and where we are going. And as we wait for society, for ourselves, or situations to change to what we pray and hope for, we have resources which keep the light burning, that oil, keeping the light burning. I don't know about you, but I've always been bothered by that part where the wise ones won't share with the foolish ones. That doesn't sound very Christian, right? So what's that about? Some note that they can't share because if you're talking about like my personal prayer, my spiritual resources that I spend time developing, I can't make that real for you. Right? We all have to invest some time and some energy into filling up our lamps. However, I will say that when you or I have filled up our lamps, we are able to share God's light and love with others, right? It just spills over. We don't even have to try. It just happens. If you ever feel discouraged, if you ever feel like you could be more like the wise ones, remember just how close the wisdom of God is to us. We hear this from our reading from the Book of Wisdom today. Wisdom is easily discerned by those who love her and seek her. And wisdom is personified here, a way of thinking about God. She, Lady Wisdom, Divine Wisdom, will be sitting at the gate waiting for you, waiting for us, and will meet you, meet us in every thought. Amen.